or not to be? That is the question. That's what William Shakespeare said, or at least that's what he wrote. He may have never actually said it. That was from the play Hamlet, incidentally. I know, I'm just trying to educate you here. You've probably never heard that quote before, but that's from the playwright William Shakespeare. I know, I don't know how I remember these things. I don't know where I get them from, but yeah, I've got quite a few of them from Shakespeare in my head. I hope I'm not sort of intimidating you here by my level of education and learnedness. But here's another one for you, just out of interest. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? That's another William Shakespeare quote. That's from the Merchant of Venice, of course. Anyway, sorry, I just, as I said, I don't want to intimidate you here with being too highbrow and educated this early on in the podcast. Anyway, the answer to that question, as posited by William Shakespeare, to be or not to be, is very much to be. At least for this Young'uns podcast, because this week's Young'uns podcast is brought to you by the letter B. Because I realised we've got so many clips to get through. We're sort of playing catch-up here. We're releasing podcasts so irregularly, and we're doing so many gigs at the moment that I've just got so many clips piling up. So I realised that when I was looking down my list of clips that I had a lot of clips beginning with the word B. So we're taking everything on the list that begins with B that we haven't played yet. So all the clips begin with B. B for Beatles, belching, Billy Bragg, ballads, breakfast, bathroom, birthday game, brass, burst drain pipes, buses, and bar, as in the noise that a sheep makes. So they are the subjects all covered on this week's Young'uns podcast. All that and more coming up on this week's Young'uns podcast, brought to you by the letter B. And let's begin. That's another B word. Excellent. Point them all out. Yeah, feel free to listen. Every time you hear a B word, tally it up there. Send us how many words beginning with B you heard on the podcast, what they were, in the order they were played, and we'll get back in touch with you. And your prize will be some psychiatric help. So we begin with a couple of clips taken from Falkirk Folk Club in Scotland and Cleckheaton Folk Festival, where Sean and myself make some involuntary mouth sounds.
A riverboat song, American riverboat song, or a song inspired by an old nugget of an American riverboat song, and given this fantastic show. I'm sure lots of you know we're going to do Hard on the Beach. And I hope it sounds better than last night in Glasgow, because during the third verse, I think a burp got the better of me. So you better watch out.
Oh my goodness. It sounded lovely with reverb. See that?
Right. And I don't know what happened, because I wasn't even drinking or anything. It just sort of came out of nowhere.
Well, there we are. Right. Who knows what it'll be this time? No brain or something else, but anyway. Okay.
Well, some rose up, but we float down, way down the Ohio.
It's because you're doing that. It's because you're doing that. You don't normally do that. And I noticed that you did that yesterday, so it's that maybe it's it's the expulsion of air, perhaps.
I only do it in the third verse, and it was the third verse.
Yeah, I know,
verse,
but it was the first verse, it was a preparatory expulsion that got the thing.
There you go.
Sorry, we're getting all medical here. Yeah. We're getting pretty medical now. Anyway.
Charlie, can I get some more hot water in there?
Is that all right? Some more hot water? Yeah. I remember when it just used to be just standard water. They went with a fork of water, they went to hot water.
You don't trust the fork of water, it's got to be boiled.
Yeah.
That's my friends.
Really weird experience there, because I was getting into the song, Eyes Shut. Really disconcerting, because I opened my eyes and saw your man in the middle licking that lollipop. Very odd.
I don't mean to draw attention to it, man.
I was afraid I may melt too quickly.
We record these gigs for a podcast that we do for the listeners at home. When he says licking a lollipop, he doesn't literally mean it. It's not a Scottish euphemism. Anyway,
I was just an innocent comment.
I just wanted people to know.
Just wanted people to know.
Well, you're only yourself getting into hot water, do you? That was nearly as cringeworthy as the little joke that I did. Now, I'm going to emphasise the word little. Where was it? It was on Friday, early Saturday, weekend. Cleckheaton. Cleckheaton Folk Festival. And I said, oh, okay, this is a song about sheep stealing. Michael said, what's the key? And I just turned around and went, bah. A little joke. Again, I emphasise the word little. So we did that. And then the audience weighing themselves laughing. This is a bit too much now. So anyway, we did the song. And then someone came up to me a few days later and he says, I tell you what, I've been laughing for days. Laughing for days. And I said, why? He says, oh, like, bah. And I couldn't even remember what he was talking about.
Well, now much happens in Clifton.
Yeah. With his sheep stealing there, he said, bah. Anyway, and then he walks off, and as he's walking off, I can just hear him muttering to Smith, bah. So, there's just no knowing what's going to care for being stressed. And someone actually came up to us on the similar vein of the whole did you make it up kind of thing. Someone came up to us in the audience today and just said, did Sean really belch during the third verse of that song yesterday? It's like, can you imagine if we sign the card and we're like, right, we need a brainstorming meeting, guys. I've got an idea. What was that, Sean? How about I pretend that I belched during the third verse of the beach off? Well, there he goes, you know. Dear. Anyway. Very bitter. Right. What should we do? What was that you said?
Well, you've mentioned it four times.
It's good. And then we made a trench or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Straight in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two. School days.
Professionalism. Professionalism at all times, my girl.
Two, three.
So here's a song about sheep stealing for you now.
There we go. Which one? Which one? That is the question.
We do a lot of sheep stealing songs. So what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to give them the key. They'll know which one it is straight away.
Mom.
That one. That wasn't a joke.
Very good.
That wasn't a... What a build-up to that.
Exactly.
It wasn't even a joke, but thank you very much. Damn, mate.
It wasn't a joke. I was just giving you the key.
You didn't mean to say bar.
No, I didn't mean to say bar.
In fact, I thought I could do it, but then I decided not to, but it happened anyway. It's taken over. What can I say?
Involuntary.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Involuntary. Yeah. Okay. That's the one.
Alright, it's even funnier the second time. This is it. This is it for the next 20 minutes now. And then you're going to shout more. We're going to come on, do an encore. I'm just going to do it again and walk off.
There we go. Right. What are we on?
Love song?
I don't know. No, not love song. It's just not the best. Because it's the best piano and the thing. And then we've got to monitor the levels and we've got to just... No.
So what did you say? You said it was the last one.
That's okay. Let's spend the next 10 minutes thinking of a song.
Well, it would take a lot less time if you hadn't spoken then.
Should we do it again?
Good idea. Yeah.
Right. So I think this is
cut up the middle, man.
The last song of the night, and maybe of our career. I think, I don't know. But we've had a lovely night. Thanks so much for coming up and seeing us tonight.
Oh my goodness, this is more popular than bar. What's going on? It's rippling.
Thanks to Charlie for his incredible hospitality and
you say incredible hospitality. Apparently, sort of calling to someone else, it's only just begun. There's massages after this, Sean. Tapas. There's all sorts. That's not part of the massage. Tapas. No, thank you. That's not the massage. Thank you. Anyway.
You're listening to the Young'uns Podcast, brought to you by the letter B. So far, we've had belching and bra. Bra? That's the X-rated podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You have to go to the dark web to find that, but you could find it if you know where to look. Actually, I'd avoid watching that. There's a very disturbing scene involving Michael Hughes, a watermelon and a pigeon. It's there if you want to find it. Anyway, we haven't had bra, but we have had bar. Bra and belching is what we've had so far. Still to come, bathroom, Beatles, breakfast, ballads, bus, Billy Bragg, the return of the birthday game. Ah, brass. We have got brass, but we haven't got bras. Maybe that's where I got confused. I was reading the line down. Right now, it's time to head back to Cleckheaton, where we did a gig in the morning, quite early in the morning, about 9:30 in the morning, and it was called Breakfast with the Young'uns. Now, Sean and myself imagined that Breakfast with the Young'uns would just basically be that a lot of people would be having breakfast in the cafe, and we would just be singing a few songs while people ate their breakfast. That's what it turned out to be. We were right. But Michael, for whatever reason, hadn't quite understood this. And so Sean and I arrived at the cafe and we headed straight into the place where we were meant to be singing. And we thought, we looked around and we thought, where's Michael? 5 minutes later, Michael walks in with a full breakfast, a full English breakfast. Plonks it down on the table and we said, well, what the bloody hell are you doing? You're just about to sing. He says, no, it's breakfast with the young'uns. I think he actually genuinely thought that breakfast with the young'uns consisted of him just sitting at a table eating breakfast with people. As if we were that high profile on the folk scene that nowadays we don't even have to sing, we don't even have to entertain people, it's just enough for people to pay to eat breakfast with us. I can't believe it's well worth the money, this. It's well worth the 20 quid that I've paid to see Michael eating a bacon sandwich. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, there's David buttering his toast. Oh my goodness. Oh, very interesting. Sean's gone for scrambled egg. I'd had him down as a fried egg man. Oh. And this is what happened, ladies and gentlemen. This links us, of course, to the breakfast part of the bee-related clips. And also ballads as well. Let's head to Cleckheaton Folk Festival.
There we lost sight of your sailor boy. Father, take me.
She hasn't wrung her hands and tore her hair yet. What? She hasn't wrung her hands or tore her hair yet. That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, she wrung her hands and she tore her hair.
Crucial bit of the story, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, if I interrupted you in every song that you've started and all the mistakes you make, you'll never get through a song.
Has anyone heard me make a mistake yet?
No. No. Let's broaden it. Has anybody ever heard him make a mistake ever?
Ever? I think that, allowing you to be in the group. That was the eternal pessimist's version of that. But basically, he says, have you seen my sweet William? No, we haven't seen him. Oh, dig me a grave, father. Basically what happened there.
Right. Oh, goodness.
Welcome to the bitchy breakfast hour. can we get anybody anything? Has everyone got the right condiments?
Well, the way things are going, if Michael had made another mistake, there would have been a salt.
Oh!
Oh! Condiment joke, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll carol like a lark in the light that is coming in the morning.
Song ruined, start again. You idiot.
I know what you're doing. You did
the things that I do for comic effect. Oh. We set that whole thing up. We've been up at 5:30 in the morning, Michael and I, scripting that entire first 20 minutes.
Men.
There you go. Thank you very much. I hope you're enjoying your breakfasts more than we enjoyed our supper last night. We went to a takeaway. We won't say which one.
We won't say which one. We don't want people to go there. It was terrible.
Well, all right. Well,
Bruno's Pizzeria.
It's what we do. We come into a town, we destroy independent businesses. That's what we like, yeah.
I like the fact that we go, we had the worst thing ever, but we're not going to tell you which one. I mean, our audience deserve better than that, don't they?
Okay. I think it was your mistake for going into a pizza shop and ordering a kebab. That was the
first one. No. Right, it was Michael, apparently. Unbeknownst to me, and I had a 5-minute conversation with the guy who owns the place, and he said, we do very good pizzas here. Absolutely brilliant pizzas. I can recommend the pizzas. 9 out of 10 people who come in here get the pizzas. Oh, get a pizza. So then Michael walks in and goes, large kebab, please. So I had absolutely no idea about this, so I just...
I couldn't even find the kebab on the menu, and I finally found it. It was written on in felt tip, and it said large kebab. So I asked them, I said, well, what is it? What meat is it? And they said, I don't know. So that was my first warning sign. And then she picked up this big bucket, didn't she? She said, I'll tell you. This big, like, bucket, paint-sized bucket, which just said meat on it.
And then apparently, in small print, it said something about pork, lamb and beef or something. By that point, it had already been ordered. And this is the thing, being like, this is like the only thing that, like, a British, like, a very, you talk about being British, is kind of like, when you've just had all that, you still don't go, actually, I'll have a pizza. You still go, oh, yes, we'll have the kebab, please. But what was also strange is we said, what is it? She goes, oh, hang on, it tells you. And then she picked up the tub, and obviously I couldn't see it. She picked the tub, so we said, what meat is it? She went, oh, hang on, it tells you, ear. And I was like, what, ear? You actually put an ear in,
I hope you're enjoying the sausages on the middle table there.
I'm not making it up for this. There's no such thing as, if you have a look, there's no such thing as Bruno's Pizzeria. We just made it up for that. There you go. Dear. Right then. Well, the only reason we went there is because he wanted to avoid the chicken place over the road that we went to last year and made a mistake going to the There you go. It's like the clanging. I'll tell you what, I'm deliberately, Michael's deliberately forgetting the words. We're deliberately doing as bad a gig as possible so we don't have to come back here. And eat. Right, okay.
The birthday game is back. Oh, I said that like a voiceover almost. I didn't mean to say it so exuberantly, but then again, I thought it deserves exuberance because it's the return of the birthday game where we have to guess the celebrity's age, whose birthday falls on the particular date where we recorded this. We're about 3-4 months behind now. Only this time, it's the birthday game with a little bit of a twist. Let's find out more about what this twist is as we head to the Young'un's van, where we're travelling to some gig or other, and Michael Hughes.
Bum, bum, bum.
The birthday game.
Bum, bum, bum.
The birthday game.
The birthday game.
The birthday game.
Boom, boom.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. Woof, woof, the big dog is back, Mr. Cooney. And myself, David Eagle, who feels like a rather fragile, taciturn puppy at the moment, keeping the canine allergy going, because I was whipped in the birthday game. Let's not talk about that, though, listeners. Michael was going to put it on YouTube. We thought we'd get a niche, but anyway, this is the birthday game, Friday the 12th of June, 2015. Michael Hughes. Let's say, are we saying first to 10 again? First to 10.
This is what I'm going
to do. Whole new game. A whole new game for us to play.
This is a different type of game.
What? You can't just...
We're now going to play famous birthdays on this day in history. Yeah.
What year they were born.
So what I'm going to... Yeah, so what I'm going to do...
Oh, bloody hell.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the century that they were born and you're going to tell me the year. And I'll tell you, obviously, I'll tell you who it is as well. Is that clear?
Right. Points you're going to get within a couple of decades.
You've got to be... So we're going to say...
Say a couple of decades. Yeah, that'll be good.
How about...
2 points if you're in the right decade.
How about 4 points if you get it bang on, 3 points if you're within 30, 2 points, if, 2 points if you're within 20.
And 1 point if you're within...
1 point is if you're within 10.
The decade that I tell you.
Oh, I forgot that right.
No, oh, no, if you're 30 years old, you get 3 points.
I mean...
1 point for 30.
1 point for 30, 2 points for 20, 3 points for 10, 4 for bang on.
Let's get rid of the 30 and then... Keep it with the 20 because it was 30.
Hold on, 20, 10, 5, and 20, 10, 5, and 1.
Bang on, yeah. So 20 is what?
20, 10, 5, and 1. So 20 will be 4 points.
1 point for 20. 2 points for 10. 3 points for 5. 4 points for bang on, or 5 points for bang on.
Let's say 4 points.
Oh, 10 points for bang on, really.
Where's everyone at the end of the game? It's 10. Okay,
and Michael's going to give us the century.
We got it, yeah. Here
so
we go.
Play guess the century. Will that be it? Well, let's see how we go.
Well, let's just do this game for now, right? It's a different game. I don't know what we're going to call this.
Thomas Sorensen, Danish footballer, the 20th century.
Thomas Sorensen, 1975.
No, it was 1977. Oh, 1976! 1 point each, one all, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought it was 2 points within, or three points within the one.
I don't remember discussing the rules. 3 points each.
Warwick Kepper, Australian rules footballer.
He was born in 1972.
1960.
1963.
Damn, Mr. Cooney gets three points. Mr. Cooney,
three
points. Is that right?
Two points.
I was three out.
So
we hang on. So I said three all before, didn't I?
Yeah, because
it was two all.
Yeah, we said you get 3 points if you're in the right decade.
Yeah.
No. 1 point if you're in the right decade. 2 points if you what? Within five.
Hang on. 1 point is if you're within 20.
Yeah, one point every 20 years. Two if you're within 10. Three if you're what? Within 5. And 4 if you're back on, yeah.
3 points for Mr. Cooney then. So it's now 6-3.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
Okay.
Sean could essentially win this in one more go. And which means that the discussion of the rules would have been longer than the actual game itself. Right, okay.
Okay, Robert Clark, American politician.
12th century, I'm saying.
No.
No.
18th century.
1790.
Hang on, you're the wrong decade. You're the wrong 2 centuries out.
That's the 18th century. The 18th century is the 1700s. Good job you didn't go first, bloody hell.
Oh, yeah, it is. I was trying to work out which. 2002! I was trying to work out which one. Something in the herbal tea, I think. Right.
I get 17. What did you say?
1790.
1722.
1732.
1777.
I got Sean gets it within a decade.
No, 77. I'm within 20 though, because that's 90, so I get 1 point.
And how many did you have before?
Six. So I've got 7.
Six. You got 7 now. It is 7-3.
Okay. I wish you'd have gone first on that last one. There we go. The Emperor Gaozong of China, 12th century.
You to go first.
Okay. 1205.
12th century. 12th century.
1105. 1105.
1137.
1107.
Oh,
damn it. You go.
I get 3 points. Well done. Which means. It is 7-6.
Okay.
7-6.
Oliver Joseph Lodge, English early radio pioneer, 19th century.
1842.
1853.
What did
you say? I said 1840.
1840. Do you say 1842? I thought you said.
Did I say?
I think it's 1842.
Okay.
And I said 1853.
We have a winner.
Oh. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
1851.
It is me.
David Eagle.
What did you go for? Hang on.
I'm not a winner, am I?
You said 1853.
Yeah, 3 points.
3 points. Well, what, yeah. You're on, what were you on? You're on six,
weren't
you?
Six, you idiot.
You're on, sorry, nine, so it's 972.
9-7 to me, right. The game continues.
The final one.
No way you deserve to win this one, bloody hell. You've been 100 years out on more on 2 occasions before I told you.
Sherry Stringfield.
What?
Sherry Stringfield.
Stringfield?
Stringfield.
1962.
1965.
1968.
David Eagle is the winner!
12-9.
The birthday game returns next time on the Young'uns podcast. I was going to say next week, but actually, yes, let's do another podcast next week. I must have time to do it. I'm really busy at the moment, but we've got so many clips that we need to wade through. So we'll be back next week with the birthday game, only again, with a bit of a twist, a different twist. My goodness, what innovators we are. How do we keep up the momentum? But right now we head to Folk East Festival in Suffolk, and this clip concerns our good friend, Mr. Billy Bragg.
Between the walls.
Sorry, can we have all heckles in English, please? What?
Yeah, no, Phil, you
just
said
that. What did you say?
Billy Bragg was at Snape 2 weeks ago.
Oh, brilliant! Oh, that's great! Well, I'll tell you what, you just give us sort of random information. That's absolutely brilliant! packet of miscellaneous information.
I'm really sorry, thanks for telling us.
Now, if you all made a note of that, Billy Bragg was in Snape 2 weeks. Did you remember the date, my friend, did it?
That's lovely. No, I do think I do want this.
Right. Anybody else got any comments? Why is he still standing in the middle, maybe? Not got rid of him yet? Anyway.
The old chestnut still.
Is that what we call losers? I've never called you that. I'm very rude. Let's not talk about that, Michael.
Okay, moving on. The second song is one of our songs, and it's dedicated to the people of Stockton-on-Tees.
Just in case you're wondering, Billy Bragg was in Stockton-on-Tees 4 weeks ago. I'm sorry, industry.
The song in question that Mr. Cooney is referring to is You Won't Find Me on Benefit Street. That's a song about Stockton, about Dixon Street, the people of Dixon Street's refusal to take part in the reality TV show Benefit Street. But here's something else about the song Benefit Street and another clip that emerged on YouTube. This is taken from a gig somewhere or other. I can't remember where it is and I haven't properly labelled it, but here it is nonetheless.
And you won't find me on Benefit Street.
Thank you.
So we like to do things like encourage you all to sing along and then just on the last chorus do something a little bit different. Which makes us seem a little bit more superior. You know? Yeah. Mind games here. Keep you in your place. There we are. Now, I came across something very interesting on YouTube recently during the Young'un's weekly YouTube nights that we often have. it was quite strange. Someone has put together a version of that song, but then they've put like a keyboard accompaniment over the top, like a brass band arrangement of it, which sounds really weird, because it's like this sort of cheap keyboard sound, so we're singing it, suddenly got... it's like really bombastic brass, but it's done on the cheapest keyboard you can find, so it's like, it just sounds terrible. So I do apologise if anyone came across that on YouTube and thought, oh, I can't wait to see the Young'uns tonight with a brass band.
Me granddad fought the fascists, me father fought for a job, so I'll fight anyone who tries to stigmatise and fault. For me granddad laid these roads, and me father laid these cars, so if I lie in the gutter, I'll be gazing at the stars. 'Cause I may be down, but I'm not beat, and you won't find me on Benefit Street. 'Cause I may be down, but I'm not beat, and you won't find me on Benefit Street.
A brass arrangement there of You Won't Find Me on Benefit Street. If anybody else would like to arrange our music, feel free. Just put. I think it'd be quite good if we could get loads of people just doing random versions of our songs, maybe, but keyboard versions. But not very good. I like the idea of very low-quality keyboard versions. No disrespect to the person who put that up on YouTube. It's kind of like a small... It reminds me of like a Casio keyboard that you'd have when you were a child or something like that. I like the idea of that. I think we should have more people covering our songs, the sort of Casio versions of our songs. So we did Southwell Festival, or Southwell Festival. There's a bit of a debate how you pronounce it. We did a great gig there on the night that we really enjoyed, although there was a very loud and disruptive lady there. But we'll play you clips from that in another week. But right now, this is a clip taken from our afternoon gig, but we turned up a little bit late.
Hello. Sorry to keep you waiting. Bit of traffic. There was a burst water pipe in the middle of Sheffield and it took us about an hour to get away. Yep.
And we're not lying, you can look that up on the internet.
Yep.
what really happens is we think, we just fancy a lie in. Let's have a look on the internet and see what traffic accidents there are. Brilliant, that's our excuse.
And if I could just remember what the first line is.
As I walked out.
As I walked out.
Imagine your folks on starting like that, eh?
It's a special festival for us. This was the first festival, first sort of big festival that we ever sang at about 6 years ago, so it's lovely to be back.
And it's memorable for me because we went to a curry house and near here, and this particular
Newark,
and this curry house was very odd. It had quail meat,
and quail's egg on the curry. So it was really, it just seems a bit cruel, doesn't it? Sort of killing the dad and then sticking the son or the daughter on top. Very nice. Anyway, brandy. No, it was more than that. It had brandy on top.
Yeah.
It came sizzling with brandy on top.
Absolutely right. We should try and recreate. See if we can get there again.
Anyway, you don't need to know about that. Apologies. Right.
We'll certainly drop you off there. Yeah. Excellent. So we might see some of you later on at the festival site. We're on the main stage tonight.
Yeah, we'll be using the Burr's drain pipeline again. So don't tell anyone. Okay. We head back to Cleckheaton Folk Festival, where I impart a story about when I behaved rather inappropriately, some inappropriate behaviour from me, I admit, on a bus recently. And this story tells about that and the passenger's response to that behaviour.
I got on the bus with... and I couldn't find my bus pass. The bus was giving me free access to travel. And I was having a bit of a bad day anyway, so I was sort of... really sort of mourning about it. You know when you just have one of those bad days and you could just think, oh, for a second, I've just paid £4 for the bus. It's nothing, you know, it's not worth writing a folk song about. you know, and so, but instead, I sort of rang all my friends and I went, you don't believe what's happening. And the bus driver didn't believe it, I couldn't see. Well, what did you want me to do? Trip over the step down the and I'm never like this. I just think I was really good. Then I rang someone, I'm doing the exact thing. And I thought, well, I can't
call. You're saying this on the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, I was on the bus, so I was just sort of saying to me, yeah. Anyway, and I was going on, mourning her. And at the end, someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, we couldn't help overhearing about your plight in the bus pass. And I was like, oh, then I suddenly realised, as soon as I said, I'm an absolute, you know, idiot. I was like, oh, I do apologise for that. He says, no, we all felt a bit bad. So me and the girls in the back of the bus, we started a bit of a whip round. and we've come around the entire bus. And obviously I couldn't hear this going on because I was too busy going, it's on me, and Cameron's cut's going on here. So she was like, oh, so take this money. And she gave me, it must have been like 20 quid or something.
That was a bit odd that you bought around the drinks.
On the old bus pass scam again. I don't know what we call the giving for a living. I just call them. Yeah, a couple of phone calls.
Absolutely ready.
We met a man in a pub who came to one of our gigs at a folk festival recently. It turned out that his job was dealing with beetle shit in order to fertilise crops. And I thought, what an odd job. We need to talk to this man a little bit more. So we did a rather drunken interview with that man all about using beetle feces to fertilise crops. It's kind of like Gardener's Question Time a little bit on Radio 4, only in a pub after about 10 pints.
He uses beetle's shit to fertilise, which he thinks is far superior. Now, by this, we're not referring to the fossilised feces of Lennon or the fresh feces of McCartney. We are referring to the shit from the insect, the beetle. Now, Gareth, talk us through your thought process.
Excrement from insects actually stimulates plant growth. If plants sense there's insect shit around, they think insects are attacking them,
right. And
they bolster their growth, they increase growth rate, it encourages...
So you're tricking the plants.
Tricking
them. This man is a plant fooler. He uses the black arts of shit, the black art of shit, to dupe the plants.
Yes.
I mean, is this ethical? I mean, that is a discussion for another day.
Treat them mean. Keep him keen.
That's what he is when it comes to plants.
Yes, indeed.
That's your motto. Now, a man who has just come into the conversation here is the friend of Gareth and also a colleague of Gareth.
And the brawn when it comes to sales conversation.
And this man is the brawn of sales. He explains why shit is more efficacious, beetle shit is more efficient and better than other types of shit.
So much better than, say, chicken. Horse manure. Those people live in the past when it comes to, you know, fertilisation of the crops. Beetle poo is, oh my god,
So, Colin, when it comes to shit, it very much is Beatlemania, isn't it?
It very much is, yes.
It very much is. Tell us about the environmental impact. A lot of people have
fought on the environment. Oh, my God! It is 100% organic and Soil Association certified. There is no
environment. Let me just hear that. That's 100% Soil Association certified, okay?
And
there are
organic.
A lot of listeners that would have settled for 97. Even some pushy listeners, you know, some of it awkward listeners. Oh, 98. You're talking 100%.
Oh God,
Soil Association certification.
Oh yeah, indeed, it is a byproduct of.
When it comes to the certification of soil, the Soil Association, as far as I'm concerned, are the bee's knees.
Oh, they are the
bee's
knees.
And you, Gareth, they'll probably discover that the bees actually produce shit as well. That's pretty good. But, I mean, that's another experiment. That's another bit of research for another time.
Colin, where can
we get this shit? If we wanted it, where can we get it?
In the northeast, you can get it at quite a lot of hydroponic stalls.
Right, you can get your local hydroponic stall.
Yeah, you can get it in Hartlepool.
You all know where that is.
You can get it in Hartlepool, Millsborough, Sunderland.
I have a map. You know, like some people have a map of all the pubs in the area.
I have a map
of all my hydroponic stalls.
Okay, but for those people that don't have that particular map, they can go onto the ecothrive.co.uk website.
Ecothrive. So you spell that for us there.
ECO.
It's very important. ECO, yeah.
TH.
PH. TH.
TH.
TH, sorry.
I.
Eco Thrive.
thrive.co.uk.
Ecothrive.co.uk.
Yeah, and you can check out the stock that's on that website. It's fantastic.
Available while stocks last.
Well,
very much.
At the moment, we haven't went a full year. We haven't went a full
year. Come on, you can't say that. Grammatical correctness is important.
We haven't gone a full year.
Yeah, it's very important. And podcast listeners are suddenly losing faith now in your grammatical inability.
Oh my!
Claw it back, Colin. Claw it back.
Okay. When it comes to
haven't gone a year with what?
We haven't gone a year as a full company, but we have an extensive range of stockists.
Different Beatles. Can people see the Beatles? Can people choose their Beatle?
No.
Where they would like the shit to come from? They say, that's my Beatle there, that's my Beatle.
They know where their shit comes from when it comes to us.
Oh, yeah?
But
now, let's be honest. Do you not slip in a bit of your own just to sort of keep costs down a little bit? There's going to be a scam here, isn't it?
A little
bit of your own.
Please use it on your allotments. We work quite extensively with National Vegetable Society.
I love them.
And the Royal Horticultural Society as well.
Colin, it's all about buzzwords, isn't it? And you said words that resonate with me, and I'm sure many of our listeners.
Hey.
You talked about Soil Association certification.
Oh, yes.
That is. And then the other thing you mentioned, the National Vegetable Society.
Yep.
Another buzzword there. People are hearing those words. Their ears have already pricked up. Unfortunately, we've got to leave it there, Colin.
Okay.
My producer is saying that is enough shit for one time. Well, thank you very much, Colin. Thank you very much, Gareth.
We're going to end with a final clip taken from Shrewsbury Folk Festival concerning some bathroom puns.
There's a version of that song on YouTube
that people may have seen,
and it's us singing it in a... Well, I'm singing it in a bath, and Sean's singing it in the shower, and Michael's sitting on the toilet or something. And the reason for that... It's not that kind of film, don't worry. And the reason... But the reason for that is because that was the best room with the acoustics. I think we were also recording it in the house, and there's a lot of like building work going on, and that was the only place where there wasn't. So we did a video.
We don't all live in the same house.
This is somebody else's house.
It's not like Rainbow.
But anyway, someone came up to me and asked for that song for us to sing tonight, but just said, can you do the one that you do in the bath? And I think, I hope they're not disappointed that we haven't brought a bath on stage. And... Well, that was for you anyway. Graham Miles, Jack Ironside.
Yes. Good afternoon. While we were singing that day, we literally about 200 people came in.
Well, that's better than them leaving, I suppose. That's what we used to, so excellent. Maybe they were expecting a bath as well. They'll probably leave now they've realised they're not there. Anyway.
Okay. We're going to sing one of our songs now, and I suppose it's the most abstract of our songs. It's
It's like our folk version of I Am the Walrus, basically.
It's I Am the Walrus, isn't it? Not I Am a Walrus.
I do well, Joyce. Get the definitives right. Well, there we go. Well, we only can rectify this. That's our encore piece. I Am the Walrus. And then maybe a second encore, I Am a Walrus, which is a completely different song entirely. And I promise not to do the actions.
Anyway. Start running the bath, Michael. So.
Joke's on tap. Anyway. Hang on.
Oh,
there you go. God is that the sound of the bubbles?
You're really forcing it now, dude.
Oh, that's it! That's it for the rest of it now. Deadpan delivery. Excellent. Sorry, bedpan delivery. No! Anyway, that'll do. Someone else is joining in now. A microphone for that man, sir. Pull the plug, he says.
Oh, now before this podcast really goes down the swanny, let's say goodbye, or bye-bye even, to keep the bees going. We'll be back next week with the birthday game, with a twist, another twist, some young'un's dreams. And we went to Portugal last week, and we've got some very interesting clips. We met a celebrity on the plane. I was sitting next to a celebrity on the plane. I would go so far as to say, well, definitely an A-list celebrity. We sat next to an A-list celebrity on the plane, and we'll be telling you about that, and maybe, I'm not going to give anything away, but maybe even having a little bit of an interview with him. All right, I'm not going to say any more than that, but that's next week. Lots of other things to come, loads of other clips to wade through as well. But from this week's Young'uns Podcast, we say bye-bye to keep the bees going, or if you really want to keep the bees going, to keep the bathroom puns going, let me say to you now, listeners, it's the end of the show, so bog off. Oh, we started with some Shakespeare, and then we ended with a pun there. I mean, worthy of Shakespeare himself, I'm sure you'll agree. My goodness, we've gone round full circle. Goodbye!